what do you do about R maintenance?
I don't use R maintenance in the frontline setting.
Interesting.
Unless I think I have such a high-risk patient that their relapse is imminent or likely.
If we could do a patterns of care study and we were able to find 50 investigators, what do you think they would be saying? And what do you think the docs in practice are doing?
I don't know the patterns of care myself, but I'm
just a guess.
I'm thinking people are starting to vote with maintenance therapy in the frontline setting.
That's my thought in terms of practice, right?
But it's not an unreasonable.
How about the investigators?
Most are probably not, unless you have very high-risk patients. So we're moving towards a risk-adapted type therapy. And so if you have people with high flippy scores and they're likely to be dead in 5 years, then I'm more inclined to give them the benefit of the doubt and consider our chemo with our CHOP and consider maintenance. If you have people at the lowest risk, then they may not be benefited from maintenance as much. Again, let me just finish the thought on this FC chemo. The surprising thing about this chemotherapy was that it was toxic, but it also was extremely effective. And there was a high rate of complete remission rates in that. And then the small number of patients that then got randomized to maintenance rituximab or not, they did not have a benefit from the sequential rituximab, unlike the CVP arm, which had a clear benefit and did not have as high a CR rate. So the point is, if you use a therapy that can get a complete remission or maybe a molecular remission, there may not be as much of a need for maintenance in that setting. So that's where the future might be.
Well, you know, it's also a question of how many absolute events you're dealing with. The more effective in a therapy is, the less room there is to get.
That's exactly right. And we're getting pretty effective in terms of getting CR rates. And I think we're going to need longer time to prove benefit.